Today's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts, All Cuts, or Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The 2016 U.S. harvest is progressing well, with about 61% of the crop harvested as of November 13th. The November projections of U.S. cotton supply and demand numbers only had a few changes. This month's cotton estimates include slightly higher production and ending stocks, as a larger Texas crop is partially offset by decreases in the Southeast. USDA accounted for decreases in the Southeast crop due to the effects of Hurricane Matthew in this last report.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
USDA increased the U.S. crop to 16.2 million bales. Upland production was estimated at 15.6 million bales and ELS production at 562,000 bales. The national yield per harvested acre was about 803 pounds, 19 pounds lower than the five-year average.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Southwest upland crop is expected to be 7.5 million bales with a regional yield of 643 pounds, 17 pounds above their five-year average. Upland production in the West is expected to be 685,000 bales with a regional yield of 1,501 pounds. The Southeast crop is estimated at 4 million bales with a yield of 894 pounds. In the Mid-South, the expected production is 3.4 million bales with a yield of 1,100 pounds.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The world 2016-17 cotton estimates show larger production and ending stocks, mostly due to a 500,000 bale increase for the India crop. World consumption was unchanged. World trade was raised slightly based on a higher India export forecast. World stocks are now projected at 88.3 million bales.